Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Diane Durrist is here. Diane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, CEO of Durrist Communication. She's the author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz, and she is devoted her career to helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, to assault the marketplace. That's my new thing this year, Diane. Diane Durrist, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Happy New Year, Jim.
It's you too. It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So that's my new thing. I'm telling small business owners, let's don't sit around and wait on the marketplace to walk in the front door. Let's assault the marketplace. What do you think?
I say that's perfect for today's topic, because now you can bring the market to you. You don't have to wait for the market to come.
So now you've been working on a new capability, a new technology, a new marketing platform, right? Periscope.
Yes, Periscope. It's relatively new. I think it launched in 2013, and it's fabulous. You know, for years, Jim, I've been telling people that today's entrepreneurs and today's public speakers need broadcasting skills, and that's certainly true with YouTube. But now you have the ability to live stream and to leverage that to promote your business.
All right. Now tell the audience what, I mean, I know for you and me, live streaming is intuitive, but why is that different from, say, YouTube?
Okay. Well, YouTube is you videotape yourself and then you upload it.
Right.
Live streaming is you in real time, so that people can see what you're doing and attend a lecture, a talk, a sales pitch right at the moment that it's happening.
Just like on my show, I have, this is the 18th anniversary of my live simulcast.
Congratulations.
Of my broadcast, which is a little bit older. But so that's what you're talking about. It's the live streaming of the show in real time.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we also capture it and put it out later as a podcast, which would be like YouTube.
Yes, so there's a replay. But what's interesting is I've done true live stream in corporations. They've hired me to do live stream trainings for, say, their sales force, and it goes out to all the divisions. But if you as an entrepreneur want to do your own, it's expensive. You have to go into a studio, hire the crew, and it's really beyond the scope of many entrepreneurs. But now it's at your fingertips. So for people who don't know what Periscope is an app that you get right on your smartphone. But here's the key. You have to be a Twitter follower. So if you are not on Twitter, open an account right now at twitter.com, because Periscope is owned by Twitter and it's connected. So the only people who can see your broadcast are people who are on Twitter and who follow you.
So Twitter is the gateway.
That is the gateway. But it's great, because here's one of the advantages. When you do a Periscope live stream, people find you. And when you're a guest, or when you're a viewer of someone else's Periscope, you get more followers, because they see a feed and they see your name and they start to follow you.
So it works off of your camera on your computer.
So you can be anywhere.
So if you've been used to using Skype, if you've Skyped someone before with video, it's the same process, except you're using the Periscope platform.
Yes, except that your Skype is not live streamed. It's more like a video call.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just saying. I'm talking about the technology using.
Yes.
In other words, people already know how to push the button, so they make sure they're on video with Skype. It'd be similar kind of an environment.
Yes, but there are some tips that I want to share with your viewers today in making this effective. So the first thing is, you want to let people know that this is coming. So you want to announce your presentation in advance, because unless you have a tremendous following, you can't just say, "Hi, I'm here," and think people are all going to be there. So announce it on Twitter, announce it on social media, and let them know what time you're going to be speaking.
Right.
All right, so the other thing is when you first start, you want to prepare an opening shot, meaning a still shot, because it takes a couple of seconds before the video kicks in.
Right.
So do you want it to be your book cover? Do you want it to be your face? But have a still visual, because that's what it's going to focus on, and that's what it will end on. Now, here's the big mistake people make. Too many people do Periscope as a monologue. In other words, they're just talking at people. Mm-hmm. The best Periscopes are those that are a dialogue. So here's what happens. When you start speaking, little Twitter dialogue boxes will come up with your name. And it's like chat, instant chat. People will be saying who they are, and they'll ask questions. So don't get right into your message. Start by dialoguing and saying, oh, I see that we have Jim on the phone. Oh, we have Jim from Alabama. Oh, wow, we have people from all over the world today. And then comment on what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that creates that engagement that's so important.
So you're and of course, this is if you're trying to build an audience, you're trying to reach out with your customers. And that's the primary source, primary purpose that you're recommending small business owners use Periscope is, for example, if you said, okay, next Thursday at 9 o'clock, I'm going to show everybody how to get the most out of their lawn care services.
Yes.
And so at 9 o'clock, you would show up and hopefully the people who would be in the audience, so to speak, would be people who are your prospects and your customers.
Exactly. So it's a way to add value and to have more customers and to serve existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll see you as that expert, somebody who's always giving value. And that's a key tip because...
Well, here's why this is... Why I like what you're saying here. Because, as you know, Diane, I've been talking to small business owners about doing video and publishing and writing for 18 years. And now it's just getting easier and easier. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've encouraged them to do is to do videos and post a how-to video on YouTube, for example.
Yeah.
Well, but then they've got to go buy a camera, they've got to get a microphone, they've got to do all this other stuff and record it and then post it and everything. Periscope makes it easier, doesn't it?
It does.
Except that it's streaming and not archived.
Yes, but here's the good thing. You can archive it. So
that's the good news.
With Periscope, there's a replay for 24 hours. And like Snapchat, then it disappears. However, if you want to archive these, you can sign up with something called Catch.me, KATCH.ME, and it will archive your video.
And you can build a library from that.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Diane, I need your website quickly, very quickly.
Diresta.com, D as in David, I-R-E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, Diresta.com.
Quick break, 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.